So the official name is the GrowNYC Regional Grains Project.
Regional Grains, okay.
Yes, and basically this has been a five-year effort, mostly run by June and a number of partners, to increase grains capacity in the Northeast and to improve farmers' livelihoods and their soil integrity through the cultivation and processing of grains. And that's sort of the short elevator pitch.
Stephen Wade of GrowNYC talks to host Emily Peterson on Sharp and Hot about the history of grain cultivation in New York.
You sort of had two historical events sort of happen close to each other. One was that after generations of early grains cultivation in New York State and around, that's what happens when you plant the same crop over and over and over again. You end up having soil depletion, and soils and yields in upstate New York had sort of a collapse in the later turn of the century. That combined with the opening of certain infrastructural things like the Erie Canal, and the confluence of those two events, suddenly transport costs were much easier, water transport to places like New York City were much easier, and combine that together and you had sort of this windfall where suddenly you didn't have to have grains cultivation in the Northeast the same way that you did back when colonies were sort of still around.
And so maybe people who had farms got offered money to build housing tracts or...
No. I mean, this is going way back. And really, why do we have so much dairying capacity up in the Northeast? Because you had all these fallowed areas that were perfect for pasture lands, but couldn't actually yield anything in the way of productive crops because the soil basically had nothing left in it. Which is now, funnily enough, sort of the inverse.
Learn more about the quest to bring grains back to New York in the full episode and catch all archived episodes of Sharp and Hot on heritageradionetwork.org and iTunes.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.